Thank you for downloading this Currency Market Report podcast from Coracle Online and Crossbar FX for Monday, the 11th of February, 2013. At the time of recording this podcast, it's as if last week's currency movements never happened. All the gains sterling made towards the end of the week have evaporated again, but the economic story behind the euro and the dollar hasn't really altered. The FX markets have become a risky place, and 1% moves in a day more commonplace now than at any time before. Euro strength gave way as the president of the ECB suggested that euro strength was a hindrance to inflation and was causing issues. Political uncertainty in Spain and Italy unsettled usually buoyant euro buyers, and the president of France suggested the euro region should manage its currency in light of the euro strength against the US dollar for one, having reached a 15-month high of 1.37. So, as you can see, by Friday, much had changed. However, come today, it's as if we are back at Monday for the sterling pairings, not so much to do with anything significantly changing over the weekend, other than this morning's economic data announcement, pointing towards British business confidence being at its lowest for 21 years. This week, the UK will stay centre stage with the Bank of England quarterly inflation report due on Wednesday, preceded by January inflation data and followed by retail figures for January. None are expected to be giving the onlooker a warm, fuzzy feeling. The US is likely to fare better as consumer and industrial figures due this week should add to the picture of a steady recovery in the US economy. Meanwhile, in Europe, the GDP figures due in for Italy and France should confirm that the former is still in recession and the latter somehow just avoiding it. Germany's figures will limit the damage for the EMU as a whole. More damage may be incurred to the euro if Greece and Cyprus return to the begging bowl in Oliver Twist-like fashion, demanding more, sir, please, from the bailout bowl. Thanks for listening.